在2013年最后一个安息日的下午，我们要以路径斗地下自由跟大家一起来互相的学习。
Today, the last Sabbath of the year of 2013, I would like to use the topic of dripping
your path will drip with
abundance. Your cards overflow with abundance.
我们看诗篇65篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 65.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
诗篇的六十五篇的第十一节。
Psalm 65 verse 11。
十一节，你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都地下自由。
Verse 11, you crown the year with your bounty, and your cards overflow with abundance.
早上我们学习过神怎么样祝福我们，以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
In the morning, we study how God blesses us with the crown of year with His bounty.
一个人如果真正有信仰的生活，信主的话，神会带领他的年岁。
For someone who has a life of faith, then God will guide him throughout his years.
充满恩典。
That his life will be full of blessings.
接下来这句话也写得很好。
And the sentence following that is also very good.
如果你是真正相信神的人，
For someone who truly believes in God,
你的路径会滴下很多自由。
那 your cards or your path will be overflow with abundance.
我们每个人人生都有自己的路要走。
Our life will have our own path to walk.
但是我们的人生的目的是什么呢？
But what is the goal of our life?
有信仰跟没有信仰的人是很不一样的。
For someone that has faith and compared to someone that does not, we have a very different goal.
没有信仰的人，他们人生的目的就是要得到拥有更多的东西。
For someone without faith, what their the goal of their life is to gain more.
有一次，有一个人来找主耶稣。
There's one time someone came to Lord Jesus.
他不是要听道理。
He's not here to listen for the word.
也不是有病。
It's not that he's sick.
他是来求耶稣啊，来帮助他跟他哥哥来分家产。
He came to Jesus so then he can and his brother can split what their father owns.
因为啊，两兄弟这个家产分不清楚。
Because he and his brother are quarreling about what his father had.
大概他觉得不公平。
He probably thinks it's not fair what he's getting.
觉得分得不够。
Or he's thinking this is not enough for him.
他想来找耶稣，帮他出头，帮他争取多一点。
So he came to Jesus thinking that Jesus might help him to get more.
但是主耶稣啊，没有答应他。
But Lord just did not agree with that.
主耶稣只是跟他讲一句话。
The Lord just only said to him.
他说人的一生啊，人的生命啊，不在乎你家道丰富。
He said, the Lord just said to him that your life does not depend on how much you own.
我们可能每个人银行或者是拥有了都有一个数字的资产。
Of course, everyone has a bank account and there's a number attached to it.
但是人的生命呢，不就是看重那个东西。
However, our life does not depend on that number.
那看重什么呢？
But what's it depend on then?
不在乎你拥有多少。
It does not matter how much you own.
如果从阶级来看。
If we read this verse.
人的一生，如果我们有信仰。
According to this verse, if our life has faith,
不但我们自己会得到神很多的祝福，
not only we will receive a lot of blessing from God,
我们还可以给别人带来福气。
We can also bring blessing and grace to others around us.
就是你走过的路啊，都会留出一个痕迹。
That the path you tread on, you will leave a mark.
我们知道人走路啊，都会有痕迹。
We know that we walk after we will leave a mark.
你在雪地上走路，会看到自己的脚印。
If we walk on snow, we'll see our footprints.
你知道谁走过来。
You know someone walked past this place.
如果你一边走路一边流血，哇，那个痕迹就更清楚，那个就有滴血的痕迹。
If you're walking and bleeding at the same time, you'll see your blood drips on the ground.
但是呢，我们信主的人
，But for us believers,
我们走路啊，人生的道路啊，也会留下痕迹。
Well, the road we walk on, we'll also leave a mark.
这个痕迹呢，是恩典的记号。
This mark is a mark of blessing.
别人都会看到，哇，这个人那么多神的恩典。
People will see that this person is full of grace from God.
好像多到满出来。
Like it's overflowing.
好像这个油脂一样。
Like the oil overflow.
那我们先来讲人生的路径有哪几种。
We should first talk about how many paths that we have in our life.
每个人
depending on this path of life.
有一种人，他的人生的路呢是越走越窄。
Someone there's one type of person when he walks on the road, the path becomes narrow.
我们来看旧约的民数记。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers.
22章。
Numbers chapter 22.
这里有记载一个故事。
Here he records a story.
有一个先知啊，他的名字叫巴兰。
Here he records a prophet called Balaam.
巴兰这个人呢，他不是很听神的话。
Balaam is not a prophet that listened to God's words.
神不容许他去咒诅以色列百姓。
God does not allow him to curse the Israelites.
但是因为巴兰很爱钱。
But because prophet Balaam loves money.
表面上嘴巴都说好了，神不要我去，我就不去。
On the surface, he said that if God doesn't want me to go, then I will not go.
但心里很想去。
However, he really wants to go.
神就说你要去你就去吧。
So God said, if you want to go, then go.
他听不懂这句话的意思。
He cannot understand what God meant.
不是真的是要他去，而是叫他不要去。
It's not saying that you can go if you want to, but wishing he not to go.
但是他以为说，好，那神要我去，好了，他就去了。
But then what Balaam heard is that God is saying yes, and I will go.
以色列百姓是神的选民呢。
The Israelite people are the chosen people of God.
那个先知怎么可以去咒诅神的选民呢？
How can a prophet of God go curse his own people?
但是因为有钱有利益的关系。
Because there's money, there's wealth.
有时候利益会蒙蔽一个人的头脑。
Sometimes your heart will be so blurred by the wealth.
会把一个人的价值观都忘了。
That you forget your value system.
对跟错也不是记得很清楚。
You don't remember what's right and what's wrong.
因为有那么多钱放在前面，怎么可能不要？
Because there's so much money in front of you, how can you not take it?
所以巴兰一早起来。
So Balaam woke up.
我们看二十一节。
Let's look at verse 21.
巴兰早晨起来了，闭上驴，就与摩亚的侍臣一同去了。
Verse 21, Balaam got up in the morning, saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab.
所以他就开始走他的路了。
So he started his own path.
但是他的路呢，却是越走越窄。
But we see that his path gets narrower.
22节啊。
Verse 22.
神因他去了，就发了怒，神的使者在路上抵挡他。
Verse 22, but God was very angry when he went, and the angel of God stood in the road to oppose him.
当一个人开始在做神不高兴的事的时候，
When someone is doing something that God is not pleased with,
神会生气啊。
God will be angry.
所以你看不到神生气。
Although you cannot see God being angry.
因为神是个灵，你看不到他的脸。
Because God is spirit, you cannot see his face.
但是他实在是生气的。
But he is angry.
就像你做一件事情对不起某一个人，那个人当然会生气。
Just like if you do something against someone, then of course that other person will be angry at you.
但是问题是巴兰不知道神生气。
But here we see Balaam, he does not know that God is angry.
他一直走他的路。
Keep on going on his own path.
然后神就开始阻挡他的路了。
So God started to stop, trying to stop him.
23节啊。
Verse 23.
驴子就看见神的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，就从路上跨进田间。巴兰便打驴，要叫他回转上路。
Verse 23. When the donkey saw the angel of the Lord standing in the road with a drawn sword in his hand, she turned off the road into a field. Balaam beat her and get her back on the road.
结果神的使者呢又站在葡萄园的窄路上。
Here we see that the angel of the Lord stood on in the narrow path.
这边有墙，那边也有墙。
And then there's walls on both sides.
这个驴子看到神的使者拿刀拿出来要杀巴兰呢。
And so when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord trying to kill Balaam,
所以他就挤到旁边去。
He pressed so close to the wall.
挤到没有得挤了。
It's very close and there's no room.
就把巴兰的脚给挤伤了。
And crushed Balaam's foot.
我们知道这个压力很大，那个驴子把一个人的脚挤进去啊，可能会脱臼，可能会骨头会裂。
We know that donkey is actually quite powerful, so if he puts his body against your foot, then you might be really injured.
这个巴兰很生气啊！我今天去发财啊，你这只不听话的驴子。
So Balaam was very angry, very upset with the donkey.
我现在一直打他。
So he beat the donkey.
那个驴子很可怜，那边不会讲人的话。
This donkey he cannot explain for himself.
所以我们有时候对家里的猫狗啊、乌龟啊，不要太残忍了。太有感觉了，他只是不会讲你的话而已。
So from here, we can also learn that we shouldn't be too harsh on our pets.
所以他要继续打那个驴。
So then Balaam continued to beat his donkey.
26节，那神的使者又往前面，又站在那个狭窄之处啊。
Verse 26, then the angel of the Lord moved ahead and stood in a narrow place where there was no room to turn.
你看，这是左右都没有转折的地方了。
Either to right or to the left.
哇，这什么意思？
What is this supposed to mean?
神在阻挡一个人的时候啊。
This is when God is trying to stop someone.
他的路会越走越窄。
The path that he walks on will get narrower.
本来是随便可以走的，到处都是路。
In the beginning, it was a very broad space that you can walk on any place.
结果呢，挤到田间的路。
But then we see that he was pushed to the field.
又到田间的窄路，就更窄了。
And then to even a narrow path.
又到窄路的墙边。
And then now to the wall of this narrow place.
到最后，神的使者就站在面前挡住。
And then at the end, God's angel was standing right in front of him.
那个驴子都不动。
And the donkey stopped moving.
还好这个驴子不动。
Thank God that this donkey doesn't move.
如果驴子硬要冲过去，那肯定神的使者就刀拿出来就 杀了巴兰。
If the donkey keeps on moving, of course, the angel of the Lord will kill Balaam.
神开了驴子的嘴巴。
So then God made the donkey speak.
巴兰才知道原来自己差点死掉。
So Balaam knew that he almost died.
这个告诉我一个什么的故事呢？
So what does this teach us?
如果一个人呢，没有走在神的道路上面。
This teaches that if someone does not walk on the path of the Lord,
他的路啊，会越走越窄。
That his path will get narrower.
这个事尤其对有信仰的人来说的。
Especially true for those who believe in the Lord.
可能没有信神的人，他们做一些不好的事，他们没有守道理，他们也很顺利。
For people outside, even though they might not keep the word, they might do something bad, they can still seem very have a smooth life.
他们也是一样发财，一样做什么的。
They still earn money, they still do good, they still do well in his life.
但是因为他们本身就不是属于神的人。
But that's because they are not God's people.
他们是属于恶者的掌控之下。
They are under the control of the evil one.
所以神不理他们。
So God does not care.
神有另外的审判要给他们。
God has another judgment for them.
但是如果对一个本来是认识神的人。
But for those who know God.
他开始离开了正确的方向。
For when he started to go astray from the right direction.
那他呢会发觉他的路呢开始越来越不是很顺利。
He realized that something wrong just keep on happening.
不一定是生活上的钱财的问题。
It might not be just money.
有时候家庭也不美满。
Sometimes your family will have some problems.
那儿女也不听话。
That your children doesn't listen to you.
身体也不健康。
And you start to lose your health.
为什么会遇到碰到那么多这种问题呢？
Why do you encounter so many problems in your life?
可能他本身自己的方向就已经错了。
It might be because that you have a wrong direction in your life.
所以如果是我们发觉我们2013年也好，发觉为什么好像事事不是很顺。
So if we look back to this past year, then we feel like it's not a smooth year for us.
其实不一定是你自己努力的不够。
It might not be because we are not trying hard enough.
也不一定是你自己不够聪明。
It might not be because we are not smart enough.
你可能还比很多人都聪明。
Because we might be smarter than other people.
但是为什么事情就没有做好？
But how come we still have a lot of problems?
没有得到你预期的效果。
That we don't have what we work for.
其实不单只是神没有帮助我们。
It's not because not only just God does not help us.
有时候是神就根本就阻挡啊。
Sometimes because God is trying to stop us.
那你就问了，为什么要阻挡？
But why does God trying to stop us?
神不是要祝福我，让我做什么都顺吗？
Shouldn't God be blessing me so that I am smooth in everything I do?
神爱巴兰才会阻挡他。
God loves Balaam, that's why God stopped him.
要让他回到正确的路上面。
He wants him to go back to the right path.
让那个驴子看见来提醒他。
So the donkey sees the angel of the Lord to remind him.
所以我们不要走路越走越窄。
So when we walk, we shouldn't walk on a narrow path.
我们要看见我们的路一定要是得到神的开路的。
We should see that our path is being opened by the Lord.
那另外一种人呢，他的路呢是越走越低。
And there's another type of person when he walks, the path goes downward.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
24章。
Luke chapter 24.
13节。
Verse 13.
路加福音的24章的13节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 13.
13节。
13.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离开耶路撒冷约有25里。
Verse 13. Now the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem.
这个时候啊，是主耶稣已经从死里复活。
This is when the Lord is already resurrected from death.
已经显现给某些门徒看了。
He already showed himself to some of the disciples.
本来门徒呢是很忧伤、很失望的。
Originally, the disciples were very depressed and disappointed.
因为他们等待的救主竟然被钉死了。
Because the Savior they were waiting for was crucified.
人死了还有什么希望呢？
What hope can you have when someone's dead?
但是他们不知道，其实主耶稣基督不单只是一个人。
But what they don't know is that the Lord Jesus is not just a man.
他还是神成为肉身来到世界。
He also God become man.
为了要救我们世人的灵魂。
To save us and our soul.
所以他三天之后要复活。
So 3 days later he resurrected.
要胜过死亡。
His victory against death.
证明他是救主。
To prove that he is the Savior.
但是这个时候有两个门徒啊，他们不知道主耶稣已经复活显现了。
And here's two disciples that did not know that the Lord Jesus already resurrected and showed to the others.
他们呢就离开耶路撒冷啊。
They left Jerusalem.
要往一个村子里面去。
They are going to a village.
这个村子呢叫以马忤斯。
There's a village called Emmaus.
我们知道耶路撒冷是一个高山的一个地方。
We know Jerusalem is on a mountain.
也是圣殿的所在。
It's where the temple is.
也是主耶稣基督交代门徒要等候他圣灵的地方。
Also the place that where the Lord instructed the disciples to wait for the Holy Spirit.
门徒不应该离开耶路撒冷的。
The disciples should not depart from Jerusalem.
但是这两个门徒他们信心软弱。
But these two disciples have very weak faith.
啊，他们对主耶稣基督已经没有什么盼望了。
They have no hope in Lord Jesus.
他们不知道这个道理。
They don't know the word.
所以他们呢就离开耶路撒冷。
So they left Jerusalem.
就信仰上呢，好像就越走越低了。
We see that their faith is going downwards.
有时候我们自己的生活，检讨一下我们的信仰。
Sometimes we should look back and reflect on our life.
物质生活可能有改善。
We might have a better materialistic life.
但是有时候的信仰生活的，可能有时候不小心的话，越来越低沉。
But sometimes our faith are going downhill.
啊，可能有它发生事情的背景。
Maybe something happened.
可能是遇到困难。
Maybe we encounter difficulty.
可能是有点怀疑。
Maybe we have some doubt.
可能是因为别人的一些言语。
Maybe because of something that's said by others.
可能是因为生活的一些压力。
Or maybe because of pressure or strain in life.
慢慢少亲近主了。
And then we start to draw away from God.
慢慢少去教会了。
And we start to come into church less.
好像就是两个意兴阑珊的，就是失望的这个门徒啊，离开耶路撒冷。
Just like these two disciples who is very disappointed and left Jerusalem.
还好主耶稣有去找他们。
But then Lord Jesus went to them.
在路中间跟他们讲话。
He talked to them in the middle of the road.
鼓励他们。
Encourage them.
让他们信心重新起来。
So then they can revitalize their faith.
心里再发起热心。
They can rekindle their fervent.
不然的话，他们就这样子跑掉了。
So then otherwise they would just leave Jerusalem.
那我们要看看过去2013年，我们的信仰是从高到低呢，还是从低到高？
So we look past in the year of 2013, which see is our faith going uphill or downhill.
啊，不可能是都是平平的。
It cannot be just a flat line.
人的信仰不上就是下。
Our faith, if it does not go down uphill, it will be going downhill.
没有进步就是退步。
If you do not go forward, then you are going backward.
那我们这一年的生活呢？信仰生活是越往耶路撒冷呢，还是越离开耶路撒冷？
So we should look at our faith. Is our faith going toward Jerusalem this past year, or is it going away from it?
那另外一种人，他们的路呢是越走越苦。
And there's another type of people when they walk, their path becomes bitter.
我们看路德记啊。
Let's turn to the book of Ruth.
啊，路德记是记载另外一个故事。
Ruth in the book of Ruth, they recorded another story.
一个家庭的悲剧。
It's a tragedy of a family.
啊，一个第一节。
Verse 1.
啊，路德记的是一个家庭的悲剧来开始的。
We see that Ruth starts with a family tragedy.
啊，第一章的第一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
啊，路德记的一章一节。
Book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 1.
当世事秉政的时候，国中遭遇饥荒，在犹大伯利恒，有一个人带着妻子和两个儿子往摩亚地去寄居。
Verse 1, in the days when there's judge rule, there was a famine in the land, and a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and his two sons, went to live a while in the country of Moab.
这个人叫什么名字呢？
What is this man's name?
第二节。
Verse 2.
这个人叫做以利米勒。
Verse 2, the man's name was Elimelech.
啊，这个人的名字很特别，叫做以利米勒。
His name was Elimelech.
以利米勒就是神为王的意思。
What this name means is that God is the king.
但是他有那么好的名字，是他父母给他的。
We see that he has such a good name that was given by his parents.
但是他的生活呢，没有把他的名字的意思活出来。
But his life, he did not live out his name.
如果他有把神当成他的王的话，
If he actually treat God as his king,
他就不会自己乱跑。
He will not go away.
因为摩亚地是一个神不喜欢的地方啊。
Because the land of Moab is a land that is not pleased by God.
是一个罪恶的地方。
It's a land of sin.
神不喜欢他的选民去摩亚寄居的。
God does not like his people to go to stay in the land of Moab.
但是他把他的家庭啊带一个错误的方向。
However, we see he brought his family in the wrong direction.
想说这些没有食物啊，当然要跑啊。
He sees that his own land has no food, so he must go away from it.
他不知道暂时没有食物，但是你不可以离开伯利恒。
He did not know that although temporarily you have no food, but you still cannot leave Bethlehem.
应该要对神有信心。
You should have faith in God.
要悔改，要等候神。
You should turn back and repent and wait for God's time.
但是他觉得这些太麻烦了。
But he thinks this is just too much.
直接去一个有食物的地方解决一些问题。
He thinks that I can just solve the problem and go into a place that has food.
结果搬到一个有食物的地方。
So he moved to a place that has food.
但是他的生活却越来越苦了。
But we see that his life becomes more bitter.
因为过了不久之后。
Because not long after that.
以利米勒他自己死了。
This name Elimelech, he died himself.
他本来有两个儿子。
He originally had two sons.
两个儿子也死了。
Both sons died.
所以就很短时间之内，差不多十年之间。
So in a short period of time, around 10 years.
家里啊死了三个男人。
That in this family, that three men died.
剩下三个寡妇。
What's left is three widows.
以利米勒, 他的妻子, 本来叫拿俄米,
this man's wife, his name was Naomi.
啊, 这是很甜的意思,
it means it's sweet.
但是呢, 因为离开了神的道路,
but because he departed from the path of God,
所以他的道路就越走越苦,
we see that his path gets more bitter.
那我们刚刚讲了那么多不同的道路,
we have spoken of many different paths.
有人越走越苦,
some people who walk on a bitter path.
有人越走越窄,
some people walk on a narrower path.
有人越走越低,
someone goes downhill.
那你希望你的道路是什么道路呢?
So what kind of path do you want your path to be?
我们看箴言啊,
let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
第四章,
verse 4.
箴言的第四章,
Proverbs verse 4.
第十八节,
verse 18.
箴言的第四章的十八节,
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18.
但义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
Verse 18, the path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day.
这里告诉我们义人的道路就是我们要走的道路。
Here it says that the path of righteous is a path that we should tread on.
什么叫黎明的光呢?
What is this first gleam of dawn?
黎明的光跟黄昏的光是不一样的。
We know that the gleam of dawn is different from the sunset.
黄昏的光很漂亮,
we know the sunset are beautiful.
但是它是越来越暗的,
but then we know it goes dimmer.
很快就黑夜了, 就没有了,
and soon after it will be dark.
因为一个人没有认识神,
for someone that does not know God,
他在世上可能拥有的很多,
he might own a lot in this world.
可能暂时很顺利,
and he might have a temporarily smooth life.
但是它是黄昏的光,
but it's just like a sunset.
你看人生一转眼就老了,
Just a short period of time, we grow old.
一代过去, 一代又来,
one generation passed, the other generation comes.
很美好的时候, 但是已经黄昏日落尽了,
you might have a beautiful life, but then it's very soon it's your sunset.
但是义人的道路就不一样,
but here we see that the path of righteous is different.
因为他是认识神,
because this righteous man knows God.
所以他的光啊, 像黎明的光,
so his light is like the first gleam of dawn.
黎明的光是越来越亮,
the light of dawn, it goes brighter.
越来越好, 越来越有方向,
it goes better and provides a direction.
还有你可以预见知道, 它到最后会怎样,
and you can know what will happen at the end of it.
就是到正午一样了, 完全光起来了,
that is like in the middle of the day, which is full light.
我们看诗篇的23篇,
let's turn to Psalm 23.
一篇很出名的诗篇,
this psalm is very famous.
23篇的
Psalm 23, verse 3. Psalm 23, verse 3. This psalm is about God is our shepherd.
第三节,
verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒, 为自己的名,
verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake.
这是神要我们的,
this is what God wants.
他要我们的灵魂醒过来,
he restores our soul.
以前是走自己的路,
in the path, we might walk our own path.
受了很多苦,
and we might encounter a lot of difficulties.
我听过两种不同的慕道朋友啊, 他们对信仰上的一种看法。
I've heard two kinds of different mindset from true seekers.
有一种慕道朋友, 我听了道理很久, 我都不想洗礼。
There's one type that they have been in touch of without gospel for a long time, but they don't want to get baptized.
他们会说啊,
they say,
你看某某人啊, 真有福气啊。
You see so and so is greatly blessed.
80几岁才来受洗, 洗礼半年之后就死了。
Like that so and so person, when he comes to believe the Lord and baptizes when he's 80 something years old, and he dies shortly after.
洗礼到离世只有半年。
We see that when he is only half a year apart when he baptizes when he dies, he doesn't really need to keep the word.
人生之前都可以尽量晚。
He can do whatever he wants in his life.
所以我也要等他一样, 像他那么老了, 快死之后我才来信。
So I want to be just like him. I'm just going to come to be baptized before I die.
讲这种话的人, 到最后都可能没有机会啊。
For these kind of people, sometimes they don't even have the chance.
你故意等说要很老的时候才来洗礼啊, 那主耶稣知道你的心啊, 不一定成全你。
If you want to wait until you're old to come to be baptized, the Lord knows your heart, he might not let you do that.
但是我听过更多的慕道朋友这样分享。
But even more people, a bigger group of true seeker thinks.
他说如果我早一点认识主耶稣该有多好。
He thinks that if I can know the Lord earlier, how good would that be?
尤其是中年之后才来信主。
Some people they come to know the Lord when in their middle age.
没有什么机会受到宗教教育。
They don't really have the chance to be religiously educated.
道理很多都不懂。
There's a lot of basic foundation.
头脑记不住了已经啊。
And they cannot remember a lot of things teachings in the Bible.
早点信主，我道理多懂一些会多好。
If they can believe in the Lord earlier, they can know more of the truth.
有一些人说，如果早点来信主啊，我就不用受那么多苦。
Some people say, if I can know the Lord earlier, then I don't need to go through all these years of suffering.
我现在很老才来信主，很慢才来信主，但是呢，我之前人生啊，绕了很多冤枉路。
I come to know the Lord when I was in my middle age. So, and then before that, I have gone a lot of different wrong paths.
如果我以前就认信主了，我跟我儿女的关系可能不会像今天这样。
If I know the Lord earlier, then me, my relationship with my children would not be like this today.
早就信主了，我那时候的婚姻呢，可能不会变成今天这样。
Well, my marriage might not be like what it is today.
所以人生啊，都有不同的看法。
We see that many people have different kind of thoughts.
但是圣经告诉我们。
But Bible tells us.
无论你什么时候信主。
It doesn't matter when you know the Lord.
主耶稣让你，你信了主的时候，主耶稣让你的灵魂会醒过来。
He says that when you believe in the Lord, He will restore our soul.
然后他会引导你。
He'll guide us.
走在义路上面。
In the path of righteousness.
这是神要你走的道路。
That is a path that God wants us to walk on.
从今之后，那你的生活都会不一样。
And then from that day onward, your life will be different.
从今之后，你的生活的道路就会满满有神的恩典。
From that day onward, your life, your path will be full of blessing and grace from the Lord.
好像这个路径啊，就地下自由一样。
Just like it drips oil and it overflow.
那到底这个是什么路呢？要做什么呢？
What do we need to do on this path?
我们看圣经的弥迦书。
Let's turn to the book of Micah.
神要的很简单。
What God wants is very simple.
就是要我们跟着他走。
That is to follow him.
弥迦书的第六章第八节。
Book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
弥迦书的六章八节啊。
Book of Micah chapter 6 verse 8。
世人啊，神已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Verse 8, he has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, to act justly and to love mercy, and work humbly with the God.
这条路就是义路了。
This is the path of righteousness.
神要你的什么呢？
What does we want?
神不是要你奉献很多钱。
What does God want is not to for us to offer a lot of money.
钱神根本都不用钱。
Because God does not need our money.
你奉献钱是因为你对神的感恩。
You offer money because of your thanksgiving.
神一点都用不到你的钱，神不需要你的钱。
God does not need your money.
但是神要的是什么？
But what does God want?
神要的是第一，你要行公义。
God wants firstly act justly.
如果我们是做生意的，就公公义义，清清楚楚。
For those people who has a business, that we should have a just a fair business.
公义比赚钱更重要。
Because being fair is more important than earning more money.
因为我们是带着基督徒的身份。
Because we are Christian.
我们一定要公义。
We need to be a just.
我们在别人公司上班也要公义。
If we work for others in their company, that we also need to be a righteous person.
老老实实，该做什么做什么。
Be honest and have integrity and do what we should do.
不该做什么就不要做。
If what we should, something that we shouldn't do, then don't do it.
人与人之间也要公义。
And we should treat other people with fairness.
不要有偏见。
We should not treat people with stereotype.
这个就是神所要的。
That's what God wants.
第二呢，神要我们怜悯。
God wants us to have mercy.
要我们有爱心。
To love mercy.
如果我们对别人有怜悯。
If we have mercy for others,
那神就会怜悯你。
Then God will have mercy on us.
让你碰到更好的人。
So we'll meet even better people.
相反的也是。
On the other hand,
如果你很小气。
If we are very mean,
神会让你碰到比你更小气的人。
God will make us meet people that are even meaner than us.
你很会计较。
If you are very,
神就让你碰到你比你更会计较的人。
If you are very carefully calculated on what you do for others,
你会骗人。
God make you meet someone else even worse.
就让你比你碰到更会骗人的人。
If you lie to others, then God might let you meet someone that lie.
这是一个属灵的一个非常重要的真理。
This is a very important spiritual teaching.
再来这里说要存谦卑的心。
And then it goes on with walk humbly.
与神同行。
With our God.
做好事是不够的。
To just act justly is not enough.
只有公义也是不够的。
To have just righteousness is not enough.
你的人生要谦卑。
We must lead a humble life.
要认识神。
To know God.
愿意跟神同行。
To want to walk with God.
所以如果你走出这条路。
So if we walk on this path.
你的路呢就开始地下自由了。
our path will be full of blessing.
那为什么说地下自由？
Why does it say drip with them oil?
我们来看利未记。
Let's turn to the book of Leviticus.
旧约的利未记。
Leviticus in Old Testament.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
利未记的第三章。
Leviticus chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
利未记的三章三节。
Leviticus chapter 3 verse 3.
从平安记中将火祭献给耶和华，你要把盖帐的脂油和帐上所有的脂油，并两个腰子和腰子上的脂油，就是靠腰两旁的脂油，与杆上的网子和腰子一概取下。第五节。
Verse 5.
亚伦的子孙要把这些烧在坛的燔祭上，就是伏在火的柴上，是献与耶和华为馨香的火祭。这里是记载啊，以前的人是怎么献祭的。
Here recorded how the people in the old times is well, how they sacrifice.
当然是他们献动物。
They sacrifice them animals.
啊，要代表他们要赎罪。
To redeem their sin.
也代表他们的感恩。
And also shows their thanksgiving heart.
啊，他们会把动物的肉放在坛上面。
They'll put the meat, the flesh of the animal on the altar.
同时呢，他们也要献上动物的脂肪。
And they also need to sacrifice the oil, the fat of the animal.
我们今天呢 barbecue 啊，因为我们夏天的时候 barbecue 都知道哦，什么东西会最香呢？
If we barbecue in the summer, then we'll know what smells the best.
烤牛排的时候，那个牛排的那个油啊，滴到那个炭里面，擦，这样，哇，那个味道啊，整个家人、整个附近都闻到。
What smells the best when you are grilling a steak and when the oil drips into the burning coal, when you smell the fragrance.
这个油啊是。最营养的部分
，the oil is the most fatty part，
以及最珍贵的部分
，is also most precious part。
在旧约时代，你不可以吃脂油的。
In ancient time, you cannot eat these fatty oil。
脂油的是献给神的
，because those belong to God。
啊，那我为什么说我们的路径会滴下脂油
？So what does it mean by when the path that we walk on a drip of oil？
就是说我们在我们的生活当中已经把最好的献给神了。
Which means that in our life, we will offer our best to God.
然后神就会让你的生活当中给你也更好的。
So God will give us something even better in return.
我们看看过去一个礼拜。
We should look back our past week.
虽然那个停电的过程当中。
Although a lot of places are out of power.
大家都生活是很不方便。
And we might encounter a lot of inconveniences in our life.
但是我们也看到很多弟兄姐妹非常有爱心。
But we also see a lot of brothers and sisters full of love.
不单只是照顾自己。
They not only taking care of themselves.
还有去照顾教会里面没有电的弟兄姐妹。
They also go and take care of the brother and sister. They are out of power.
或者是没有电的邻居。
Or the neighbors.
我们这种爱心都散发出去了。
We just see that our love is showing to the others.
这个就好像一个脂油的味道。
Just like the smell of the fragrance of the oil.
非常的香。
Really smells really good.
我们今天也是一样。
Today is the same with us.
神要我们这个路径又地下脂油。
God wants our path to be dripping with these oil.
就是要我们啊，生活当中啊，给别人带来恩典。
That is to bring blessings and grace to the people around us.
我们来看《使徒行传》的一些例子。
Let's turn to some examples in the book of Acts.
使徒行传啊，它里面有几个妇女啊，她们的路径啊，造成地下自由。
In the book of Acts, there's a few women, their path are dripping with oil.
虽然她们走了，但是走了几千年了，两千年了，但是她们还是让人家很怀念的。
Although they are longer with us for 2,000 some years, they are still being remembered by others.
我们看第一章《使徒行传》的第一章啊。
Let's look at Book of Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传》的第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
一章十三节。进了城，就上了所住的一间流房，在哪里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德烈、菲利、多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚拉腓的儿子雅各、分瑞党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。这些人，十四节，
14.
同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，同心合意的恒切祷告。这里记载门徒他们聚集在一栋楼房祷告，等候圣灵。
Here it recorded that the disciples they waited in the house to waiting for the descending of the Holy Spirit.
那这栋楼房是谁的呢？
Who owns this house?
圣经没有特别明讲。
The Bible did not say explicitly.
但是肯定是一个家庭的。
But definitely owns by a family.
那一个家庭肯愿意把自己的楼房献出来给大家聚会来祷告。
But here we see a family willing to let other people come to their house to have service.
这个是很不容易的。
It's not an easy thing to do.
当时有120个人在那边聚会。
We see that back then there was 120 people.
啊，我们上个礼拜因为没有电了，所以学生联合会的学生啊，都有到处要找可以投靠的弟兄姐妹的家。
Last week, because the church is out of power, so all the students from the SSC, they need to go to brother and sister's house.
总共有二十几个学生嘛，差不多三十个学生。
We have around 30 students.
第一天晚上就很难解决。
We are having problem finding a place to stay in the first night.
我们就分配好。
So we need to split them.
有些家里哇，十六个。
One family has house 16.
有一些家里八个。
The other house 8.
有些家里七个。
The other house 8, house 7.
都把他们的家挤满了。
And then they are very crowded in their house.
那像你看，一百二十个人挤在你的家里会变怎么样子
？So here we see that it's 120 people, all crowded in one family.
肯定挤爆了。
Of course, it's overcrowded.
但是这个家庭，他觉得是献给主的。
But this family, they think what they are offering to the Lord.
没有什么所谓。
It's okay.
我的家不是为了我舒服用的。
My house is not just for my own comfort.
我的家是用来接待主耶稣的。弟兄姐妹的
My house is used to offer hospitality for the brothers and sisters.
你看这个就是脂油的
That is dripping oil.
这个就是会给别人带来很多恩典
That is bringing blessings to the others.
你想想看，当时的门徒啊，他们都会讲说，哎，记不记得以前我在你家得了圣灵了？哇，和那个姐妹可能就说，对呀对呀，那时候在我们家里得圣灵，神的恩典在我们家。
We can imagine that the disciples and the apostles, when they talk about when they first receive the Holy Spirit, will be in so and so's house.
所以家里漂不漂亮不是很重要。
So whether a house is very beautiful, extravagant or not, is not important.
你的家大不大也不是很重要。
Whether it's a big house or not is also not important.
最重要，你的家有没有给你家人之外的人提供温暖？
The most important thing is whether your house is giving warmth to people other than your own family members.
有没有用来接待弟兄姐妹
？Is it used to receive brothers and sisters?
有没有用来接待神的工人
？Do you use it to receive the workers of the Lord?
这个是更重要的一个价值。
That's even more important value in your house.
我们也看另外一个妇女，她的路也是地下之油。
We can see another example that her path is dripping with oil.
十六章，使徒的十六章。
Book of Acts, chapter 16.
十四节。
Verse 14.
十六章十四节。
Book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 14.
有一个卖纸饰布匹的妇人，名叫吕迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素常敬拜神。他听见了主咒开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。十五节。
15.
他和他的一家既领了洗，便求我们说。你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。于是强留我们。这里是记载欧洲第一个信徒。
He recorded the first believer in Europe.
就是吕迪亚，这是这个吕迪亚。
That is this woman called Lydia.
因为欧洲的第一个教会就是腓立比。
Because the first church in Europe is Philippi.
那吕迪亚就是腓立比第一个信徒。
So this Lydia is the first member in the church in Philippi.
她是做生意的。
She has a business.
卖纸饰布匹的一个妇人，应该是很尊贵的。
She's selling these purple cloth.
但是问题的关键是她专心听神的道，神开她的心，让她明白。
But the key point here is that when she listened to the words intently, that God opens her heart.
但是她接受了洗礼之后呢
？And after she's baptized,
她第一件事情做什么
？The first thing, what did she do?
她强迫保罗他们留下来。
She persuaded Paul and the others to stay.
保罗一开始肯定他们说刚受洗的不要麻烦了，新受洗的麻烦人家太久，人家信心还没有建立起来。
Paul might think because they are newly baptized, their faith is still not strong. We shouldn't bother them for too long.
去他家要吃要住要麻烦人家很不好意思。
If he stays in her house and they must eat and dwell in there, it's going to be a lot of trouble.
不想留在他家里。
So Paul doesn't want to stay there.
但是这个李迪亚很有爱心。
But this Lydia is full of love.
他讲出一句话。
Here's what Lydia said.
如果你以我是真信主的
She said that if you consider me a believer in the Lord
就请你在我家里
Come and stay at my house
这句话非常的有诚意
It's a word of very honest
就是告诉保罗说如果你不肯来就是 你当我不是真信的了
So she's telling Paul that if you don't come to stay in my house then you are not considering me a believer
你觉得我是真信还是假信
Do you think I'm a true believer
保罗说当然要去了
Of course Paul has to stay
因为他真的很想门徒他们去他的家
，because she really wants the disciples to stay in her house。
你看保罗他们在欧洲刚传福音之后，就去到 利利亚的家被接待了。
You see that Paul, when he first started preaching in Europe,、he's received in the house of Lydia.
圣经还特别把这个事情记载起来。
The Bible especially recorded this incident.、
你看到利利亚的家这个资由啊，这个福气啊，多到可以连到给送给别人。
We see that the blessing and the grace of this household of Lydia is able to bring all of them to the others.、
神也纪念他。
And God remember her love.、
我们再来看另外一个妇女、她的路径也是地下之友。
Her path is dripping with oil as well.
我们看的第九章的三十六节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 9, verse 16.
九章的三十六节。
Actually, verse 36. Acts chapter 9, verse 36.
在约珀有一个女徒名叫大比大，翻希尼的话就是多加，她广行善事，多事救济。37节。
37.
当时她患病而死，有人把她洗了，停留在楼上。38节。
38.
吕大原与约珀相近，门徒听见彼得在哪里，就打发两个人去近他，央求他说：“快来到我们那里，不要单言。”39节。
39.
彼得就起身与他们同去，到了便有人领他上楼，众寡妇都站在彼得旁边哭，拿多加与他们同在的时候所造的礼仪外衣给他看啊。这里是记载又另外一个爱主的妇女。
He recorded another woman that loved the Lord.
这里没有记载她很有钱。
It did not record that she is has a lot of wealth.
也没有记载她有大房子。
It did not record that she has a big house.
但是呢，这里记载她很有爱心。
But he recorded that she is full of love.
她没有什么其他的这个特长。
She doesn't have any other ability.
但是她会打这个衣服。
But she's very good at making clothes.
看到教里面那么多寡妇啊，穿都穿不暖。
She sees that there are many widows in the house that does not have new clothing.
所以呢，就特别帮他们打一些毛衣啦，一些衣服啊，给他们加衣服。
So she made some clothes for these widows.
哇，所以当她死的时候
，So when she passed away,
教会一大堆寡妇啊都很伤心。
All the widows gather and they are very in sorrow.
还给彼得看，你一定要帮他祷告。你看他那么有爱心，帮我们做了那么多衣服。
They even bring all the clothing that she made to Peter, so then tell Peter to pray for her.
后来彼得就去帮他祷告。
So Peter went and prayed for her.
他就死里复活了。
And she's resurrected.
所以这件事情圣经也特别记载起来。
This incident is especially recorded in the Bible.
这里告诉我们不一定要很富有。
Here's telling us that we do not need to have a lot of money.
就是你一个很普通的人。
We can just be an ordinary person.
神赐给你很有限的资源。
God gave us limited resources.
你的生活当中也是可以替别人带来资由的。
But we can still bring blessings and grace to the people around us.
只要你愿意去关心别人。
As long as we want to care for others.
总是身边有一些人可以让你关心的。
Of course, there are people around us that need some caring and love.
一件毛衣穿在身上。
We have a sweater on us.
暖在心里。
And then actually warm our heart, not just our body.
所以主耶稣要我们2014年快来了。
We know that the year of 2014 is coming.
你的路是一条什么的路呢？
What is our path like?
你想你的路是一条什么的路呢？
What kind of path do we want to?
想不想你的路是充满神的恩典？
God will want us our path to be full of His grace.
充满这个自由。
Full of these dripping oil.
不但只是充满神的自由。
Not just full of God's abundance.
还会满出来。
It will overflow.
好，我们看诗篇二十三篇，这句话真的很好。
Let's turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇啊。
Psalm 23.
以这一节作为我们的结论。
We should use this verse as a conclusion.
第五节。
Verse 5.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
特别要注意最后一句话。
We should pay attention to the last sentence.
中文是只有四个字啊，福杯满溢。
It says cup overflows.
每个人都有一个杯啊。
Everyone has a cup.
你的杯有多满呢？
How full is your cup?
有人的杯是空空的。
Someone's pot might be empty.
自己都不够，很可怜。
It's not even enough for ourselves.
有人是一半满。
Some people might be half.
常常都好像还是缺乏。
And we feel lacking a lot of time.
他不想给别人。
So you don't want to give it to others.
我都不够了，还给别人。
You think that I don't have enough for myself.
有一些人呢，他是多到满出来的。
But you will see some people their cup overflows.
为什么是满出来？
Why is it overflowing?
因为神要他。去帮助别人
Because God wants this person to help others.
把神的恩典帮助别人
To bring grace to others.
所以愿弟兄姐妹在2014年都是路径都能够地下自由
So may all the brothers and sisters in the coming year 2014 that we go have a dripping oil path.
把神的恩典传出去
That we can spread the love and the grace of God.
带人来主的面前
Bring people to God.
我们唱诗
Sing him.
474章。
474。
祷告的时候我们继续为教会的圣工来祷告。
In our prayer, we remember the holy works in the church.
让我们每一个人的家庭都地下自由。
For that all our families can drip with oil.
教会就是充满神的恩典。
Our church is full of blessing of God.
我们带来神的恩典, 要传福音就很容易。
If we are full of blessings, very easy to bring people to come.
别人一进来就看到, 哇, 你们那么好, 信主怎么那么好。
When people come into our church, you'll see that everybody has a very big smile.
平安喜乐,
that that we have a good family.
啊，当然他们就很羡慕。
Of course they will envy us.
啊，所以我们要求主让我们路径都地下自由。
So we will ask God for our path to dribble oil.
我们也为身体欠安的同龄祷告。
We pray for those who are not feeling well.
啊，特别为林倩姐妹啊，这是林倩云姐妹 ，Ryan 弟兄的太太。
We especially pray for Sister Lynn, Brother Ryan's wife.
她那个因为感冒引起肺炎啊，所以身体就不舒服。
She had a cold and then now she have pneumonia. So then she's not feeling well.
啊，求主怜悯看顾。
And we ask God to guide her.
我们也为 Jennifer Chen 姐妹来祷告。
We also pray for Sister Jennifer Chen.
那过去一个礼拜都身体不舒服，然后都会头晕。
For the past week, she's not feeling well as well.